The one rocker who has had the most rumors, half-truths, and outright lies told about him has to be Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy's been able to defend himself against most of it over the years, but the one myth that continues to circulate are the circumstances concerning the accidental death of Ozzy's brilliant young guitarist Randy Rhoads in March 1982 while the Ozzy Band was on tour in Florida. Ozzy Osbourne told me this about 5 weeks after that single engine plane crashed.
What happened was we did a gig in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we'd driven through the night from Knoxville, and we were going to do a show with Foreigner down in Orlando. And as it happens, the Buzz Depot is in Orlando, and we had to stop at the depot to get some parts for the Buzz. I think it was a jack or something. And I'd gone to bed very late that night. I was talking to Randy till about the early hours of the morning. We were talking about, because he wanted to do his idea was to go to college and get a degree in classical music. And I said, well, you know, wait until the end of the tour and we'll talk again. We were just having a general rap, you know. And I went to bed at the back of the bus with my wife. The next minute I know, I'm woken up with an almighty bang on the bus. It's like a terrific explosion. And I looked down the other end of the bus, and there was all this broken glass down the other end of the bus. And I said to Sharon, we've had an accident. I'm still thinking we're on the freeway. So I run down the bus. I look out the window. And we're in the middle of a field, and I'm thinking, I don't know where the hell I am. And I run back, put some pants on, grab my wife, and got off the bus. And the bus was virtually cut in half. And what had happened was the driver of the bus also had a private pilot's license, and that is a smaller airstrip on the bus depot. But it's a big area, you know. So he took the guys up to take an aerial photograph of the bus and whatever, and he made an error with one of his judgments and clipped the side of the bus with the wing of the plane and exploded into this big house. And the autopsy said that Randy was killed instantaneously. So that, I mean, it's tragic that he went, but it's nice to know that he didn't suffer at all.
Now, there was, besides your bus driver, who was the pilot of the plane, and Randy Rhoads.
Sharon's seamstress woman, a black lady, had worked with Sharon for like many, many years. She was like a second mother to Sharon. And she was a 58-year-old woman with a heart problem. So she wasn't, I got all these rumors that one of your Ozzy's practical joke went wrong and all the rest. I mean, there was no clowning around by any of the people, because I mean, Rachel, she's 58, she's got a heart murmur. She's hardly wanting to do loop-the-loops and things at that age, and with that condition of her heart. Well, I mean, it happens all the time. It's just one of these tragic mistakes that does happen.
How many times can they fill me with lies and I listen again? Twisting the truth and they're playing around with my head. Okay. The things they will do and the things they will say, but they don't really understand. Tears fill my eyes when I hear all the cries for